Let's go back to Adam Maguire for the business news.
Thanks, Mary. Well, after the excise duty on petrol and diesel rose here last week, there's potentially more bad news for consumers over the weekend after the price of oil jumped on the back of an announcement by Saudi Arabia that would cut its oil production. The price of oil has fallen back since then, but the Saudi output cut is part of a broader campaign by the world's major producers to support the price of oil. Susanna Streeter is head of money and markets at Hargreaves Lansdown. She joins me on the line now to talk about this. Susanna, we know Saudi Arabia doesn't want oil to get too cheap. So was this production cut much of a surprise?
It wasn't much of a surprise because actually it had already been flagged by the country's energy minister, Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman. He has a really interesting choice of words. He actually told short sellers, so those people are betting on the price of oil falling, to watch out. So that was a kind of indication that there was going to be some action. Not necessarily just from OPEC plus, so the cartel, but at least from Saudi Arabia. And that is exactly what happened. So Saudi Arabia cut the supply of barrels. It's going to take out 1 million barrels per day from July. And he's called this a lollipop, so a sweetener really for the oil price. However, that sweetener has actually turned a little bit sour over the past 24 hours because actually the oil price has fallen back. And that is because of expectations of slowing demand in the world's economy.
We have seen many Western economies in a fairly fragile state at the moment, and perhaps that's partly why there's an expectation of a fall in demand. But could higher oil prices, or at least oil prices not falling any further, could that be a significant threat to economies and to growth?
Well, let's take Saudi Arabia. It's really keen to see the oil price rise above $80 a barrel, because that's a kind of break-even price. And for them, they're an oil-rich nation, but they really need to keep the cash pouring into the coffers to plan all of their developments, particularly this very expensive new city of NEOM that is planned. That's why it wants the oil price to rise further. Obviously, other countries don't want that because they're still fighting inflation fires. And so President Joe Biden in the United States has been pretty scathing in his reaction to these efforts to try and push up prices, because actually the US has been releasing some of its reserves to try and keep prices lower, because if prices are kept lower, it should make the inflation fight that much easier and won't necessarily mean that interest rates have to go up quite so steeply. And we are expecting a pause from the Federal Reserve in the United States, but not here in the UK. And the European Central Bank is also still poised to raise rates.
Is there a risk of this backfiring for Saudi Arabia? Because we know that many countries are investing in green energy to try and move away from oil. It could push them to move even faster in that direction if the price of oil continues to rise.
Yes, it certainly could. But this is also why Saudi Arabia wants this revenue, because it's undergoing its own transition to green, but it needs to make hay while the sun shines. So it needs to be able to afford this transition. And to do that, it's by having slightly higher oil prices. But let's remember, the oil price, $76 a barrel, edged up higher after the Saudi announcement, but it's nowhere near the levels that we saw last year, when, of course, it hit above $120 a barrel. So it's come down quite markedly. And so in comparison, really people aren't going to feel this at the pumps.
And if Saudi Arabia is aiming for $80 a barrel, it means we're probably going to see more production cuts in the near future as well. Unfortunately, we haven't got time to go into more detail on that. Susanna Streeter, Head of Money and Markets at Hargreaves Lansdown, thank you very much for that. And we'll have more business news at 8:30, but that's all for now.